To whom it may concern, I haven't seen you in what feels like forever. I don't think it would surprise you to know I grew up clever. I mean, that was your prophecy that you told me. My pygmy hands wrapped around that warm mug of tea, looking out to sea with no coastline in sight. You helped me to see the might in my own words when the darkness gave me fright. You taught me to write my own bedtime stories in my head, eyes wide shut in my childhood bed, to whom it may concern. I definitely loved you more than I should. You taught me things that my parents never could. You were like my own personal Robin Hood, a little girl with eyes wide staring up at the man who taught her arrows to fly. Perhaps Peter Pan youth, now in disguise, because I remember seeing that look in your eyes, the one that promised we would reach the skies. God, I wish someone had told me this worship was not wise. To whom it may concern, I remember watching lines form on your face as the laughter spilled from your lips to grace my little tiny ears, pride puffing out my chest as that smile came to rest upon your delighted visage like a bird coming home to nest. And I knew it had arrived at my humorous behest, as was so often your quest toward me. To whom it may concern, I know it seems my purpose is to enthrall, but when whom it concerns holds no concern at all anymore for my well-being, it keeps me seeing your harmless smile contrasting with my father's face like thunder, because the man who tore his daughter's world asunder just so happened to be his brother. To whom it may concern, if you were to lobotomize my mind, peer inside, you would certainly find those same wide eyes begging you, imploring you, why? And this is why it concerns you, though you and I know it's true, our audience still doesn't have a clue, so let's backtrack, shall we? Make it a real expository, though I know you don't wish it to be, it was you who said, you can kiss me, so whom it concerns, now it's your turn, because the parental bridges you burned still exist inside me as rubble, and FYI, 9-year-old girls should never be invited to kiss their uncles. To whom it does concern, I swear, with that one vocalization, your perceived existence split in my imagination, and you became both my unruffled angel with pure white feathers, at the same time Lucifer offering cast iron fetters. But is that not the definition of unconditional love? I hear my hindsight cackle. A fancy pair of words for a fancy pair of shackles. To you whom it concerns, you could not just let it be. You saw fit to pursue me, consume me. I never saw my body as a temple. That was the title given to my soul. My body was the vessel. Despite this, I always kept still as you worshipped the vessel and desecrated the temple. To whom it may concern, you warned me to keep my silence, and in my young mind, I didn't see this as the quiet violence my elder mind now exposes it to be. But I did follow your decree, thinking, well, as long as he's happy, because your word meant everything to me, and you should have thought of this, because lack of objection does not equate to willingness. To whom it may concern, 4 years felt like 14, and the destruction you wrought could never be unseen. My soul screamed out to my friends as they smiled at me clueless, but as it often is, the victim was the only witness. And the words grew next to my heart like tumors, then detaching, scratching, climbing, clambering their way up my throat, but my lips acted as jailers, sealing them in their moist chambers, only to get stuck between my teeth, coat my tongue in a bitter sheath, with no escape nor admission, poisoned by my own confession. To whom it may concern, I don't know the last words of yours I heard, because I wasn't there when the confrontation occurred. But I always imagine police pounding at the door and you dropping to your knees as you implore them to see reason. But this is where my imagining stops, due to the legion of tears stacked behind my eyes, just waiting for the slightest sign that I'm remembering I never got to say goodbye. To whom it may concern, you left marks on me, scarred me, but I rose once more, dusting off the ashes I thought I'd evened the score. I grieved for my lost years, no tears, it seemed you'd taken them with you. All these years under your thumb, it seemed I was short of a screw. So many hands offered to me, pitying hands, furious hands, well-meaning hands, puppet hands with strings attached, hands that grabbed and snatched at my broken pieces on the off chance that they were compatible with their own. I cowered and hid, still missing that screw. I hid for so long that the hands withdrew. To whom it concerns, you should know that I pressed on, on, onward and upward, with no direction other than forward. Directionless, boundless, weightless, formless, gormless, speechless, blameless, warmness. Arms encircling me, not yours, never yours, but arms that cared, and arms that shared, and arms that spared me from drifting off into the base particles that every human must. Arms that kept me from becoming stardust. Arms that promised salvation. No longer broken, but a reincarnation. They promise rebirth, whole of heart and mind, a new sense of self-worth. But no, I hadn't realized. You hadn't said that the knives you used to cut and slice were left embedded in my flesh, so that the moment healing hands tried to remove them, soothe them, the blood would run once again, knife-sharp memories of the pain, feeling pulse increase, limbs shaking, heart breaking, but the only sign of beast is the boy with arms outstretched, only desiring to love me, but who can love at arm's length? To whom it may concern, the years passed by, and, as is often the case, the victim acquired a warrior's face. But this warrior has no weapons adorning. She carries only a pen and a warning. There is no universe in which this would have crushed me. I rise above the smoke and debris, only to see my spirit still intact. So here's a fact. This will never make me bitter and jaded. Just when you thought my compassion hath faded, I will rise again, and though you wouldn't understand, offer my fallen comrades a smile, and then offer a hand. To whom it may concern, the end of this letter is nigh, yet I find myself struggling for the finishing line. From the bottom of my heart, fuck you. In spite of it all, I love you. For everything you taught me, thank you. No, just I forgive you.